Well, hello everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle, and it is October 22nd, a big master number day. Actually, very fitting for what we're going to cover. And it's just one of those moments, you know, where things are heating up and energy is really, really expanding right now and continuing from an event that occurred on 12/21/2012. Which was itself an 11-day, a portal energy that we walked through all together with the Mayan calendar. And since the new moon on earlier this month, on October 4th and 5th, which was an 11-day for us in Americas, we have had this 11 energy reactivated in a major way. And it is coming to a big, big climax in early November. So what I'm going to do today is do readings for all of you in terms of where this takes place and how it's going to affect you. Because on November 1st, we have Pluto and Uranus becoming exactly square again, and they will be at 9 degrees this time. And then on November 3rd, 11/3/2013, we have a very, very powerful solar eclipse, which is a new moon. Solar eclipses are always new moons, and that means that the sun and moon are in the exact same location. They are conjunct. And solar eclipses are very, very powerful for that reason, because the moon and sun are in the exact same location, as opposed to lunar eclipses, which is a full moon eclipse. That's a little bit different, the energy for that. So this solar eclipse occurs, like I said, on 11/3/2013, and if you add those numbers up, it equals 11. And what makes this so powerful is that, again, going back to October 4th, that new moon, which is the new moon that precedes this new moon coming up now, the new moon on October 4th and 5th occurred at 11 degrees, and this new moon on November 3rd occurs at 11 degrees, where both the sun and moon are at 11 degrees. So again, continuing that portal energy, that walk through the gateway energy, that movement forward, that mastery of whatever needs mastering in your life, that is being accentuated right now. So what we're going to look at is, where is that happening? Now, I want you to also realize that the 3rd of November adds up to 11. So 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 3 plus, actually 1 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3 equals 11. So 11 degrees on a universal day of 11 in the 11th month. I mean, it doesn't get more powerful than that. So expect, you know, just a lot of breakthroughs. And you may feel that some of those breakthroughs feel like breakdowns initially. It's okay. Just know that this is to be expected. Well, you have challenges and you have to figure out how to make lemonade when you get lemons. And also, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will experience this as a completely challenging occasion. What it means is you will be challenged to step up, and that can be in a very positive way, right? It just depends on how you choose to experience whatever is happening for you. So let's look at each one of you in this regard. I'm going to start with Lieselotte and look at your eclipse and where it takes place, and also tied into where Pluto-Uranus square are. Now, I know we've discussed this throughout the year because it's so important. So I know you know that your Pluto is currently in your 8th house, and Uranus in the square is currently in your 12th house. So those 8 and 12 house issues we've looked at already together. But now we have this eclipse. And for you, Lieselotte, it occurs in your 6th house, which, as you know, is a major house. The 6th and 12th house for you take pretty much half of the 360-degree circle when you put them together. So those are big, big houses in your life in general. And so when a solar eclipse occurs in the 6th house, it does affect your whole environment, everything, all your surroundings, in your work and at home, any employees you have, coworkers, any productive work. And the other thing it rules is your health. So your diet, your habits, even pets. And so for you, the whole next year is going to have a strong focus on 6th and 12th house issues. Because when an eclipse occurs in the 6th house, you also have to pay attention to the opposite house, which for you is the 12th house. And that, of course, is all about the subconscious and release and endings and everything that is hidden, you know, and big spiritual and psychological breakthroughs. So it's very big. For you also, the eclipse does touch upon your north node. It does conjunct your north node by 5 degrees. And so that means your future will very much be on your mind. The way you relate to groups in the future, the way you feel about relationships in the future, this will definitely be a topic for you. And, you know, it's just a major portal for you to understand that what you bring in terms of your routine, your attitude towards how you approach the service that you give in life, how you refine and perfect yourself in whatever way that is, whether it's through your work, your nutrition, your health, your self-improvement, your daily life, your responsibilities, your techniques and methods, your skills, all of those are covered by sixth house issues. So all of those for the next year will be very much in the forefront. And the reason I say for the next year, I have mentioned this before for Abundance Alliance, is that any eclipse has a year-long effect. That lunation is a very, very powerful magnetic force in your life for a whole year, whereas the new moon and full moon without an eclipse last about a month. So you have to take both into consideration, right? And this one is a year-long event. Okay, so then we move on to Steinar, and I'm exactly sure how you pronounce it. You have a very dramatic placement of this eclipse. It's in your ninth house, and what makes it so powerful is that it occurs conjunct your natal Neptune, which is at 9 degrees Scorpio. And this eclipse occurs in Scorpio at 11 degrees, so it's 2 degrees away from your natal Neptune. That's really powerful stuff. You know, your Neptune is in a house that governs learning and teaching and traveling, so you really love traveling spiritually and gaining insights on that level. So when an eclipse happens in conjunct that, that means your actual traveling, learning, teaching of spirituality, of belief systems, your philosophy, your morals, being in foreign lands and discovering foreign cultures, and looking at your truths, your personal truths, your philosophy. It governs publishing and commerce, which is also third house issues. Like I said, look at the third house as well, which is the opposite house, and that covers shorter term travel and anything to do with communication and computers. And by the way, all of you, just keep in mind, we just entered Mercury retrograde, which governs, of course, anything to do with communications and third house issues. So when Mercury retrograde happens during a big event, it sometimes can postpone an actual experience. So you may not necessarily experience what I'm telling you right now literally on the 3rd of November, beginning of November. It may be slightly delayed because Mercury retrograde can have that effect. So just see this as more of a year-long focus as opposed to, okay, well, in early November, this is what I need to focus on. So getting back to Steinar, you know, you have your immediate environment issues, siblings, gathering of information. These are third house issues. And, of course, in conjunction with what I said about your ninth house. And the Neptune influence is extremely strong as well because the conjunction of your natal Neptune with this eclipse in your ninth house forms a very, very strong square, 90-degree square, with your natal moon, your natal sun, and your natal Mercury. So for you personally, this event is very, very deeply private. It is very personal. Those planets that you are squaring are all in the first house. And that's what makes it so personal. This is about you. It's about the image you project on others, the ability to begin things and have initiative, your relationship to the world around you and your general outlook on life and physical appearance and your decisiveness and clarity of purpose and all those first house issues are being challenged right now and being accentuated and activated. So it's a really, really big time for you, Steinar, to step up and step into your spiritual nature, your true soul, you know, your soul nature. Who are you as a soul? Who do you feel? What do you feel you're here to do, right? You want to step up into that, and it will affect your whole life, everything around you. So really a powerful, powerful moment for you. Okay, so then we have, let's see. I think I just did a reading. Yes, that's right. Okay, so let's move to Sarah. So Sarah, what I have for you is a 11th house, 11 degree solar eclipse. So for you, the 11th house is being activated, and the opposite of the 11th house is the 5th house. So you have a very different activation than we've discussed so far. The 11th house is very much about your future and the dreams that you have for your future. And it also governs your friends and acquaintances, your hopes and wishes, how you feel you fit into a greater group or fit into your connection with humanity and how you network in your relationships. So you want relationships. You want to seek out relationships and nurture relationships that elevate you and that bring out your highest good and allow you to fulfill your goals. That's really the key theme for you for the next year because of the 11th house that this takes place in. You also have a beautiful trine to your Saturn, and you have a very strong square, which is literally at 11 degrees, similar to Steinar. You have this very strong square to your natal Mercury, which is in the third house. So Mercury rules the third house naturally. This is the home of Mercury, and your Mercury in your birth chart is in the third house. It's a beautiful placement there. So third house issues will also be very much on the forefront with you. And like I said, that is governed by anything to do with communication. So being clearly, being very clear, having clarity in how you communicate with others and how you write and how you speak, being just really mindful of the words you choose to use, right? And the third house also governs the curiosity you have in the world around you. So maybe learning new language skills or discovering, new courses or ideas online, since communications are governed and media is governed. And it also symbolizes your relationship to your siblings and information gathering and the sharing of information. So because of the nature of the contact at 11 degrees, you're really going to feel new beginnings in all these areas that I mentioned. So pay attention to that throughout the year. And okay, so then we will go on to Roxana. So Roxana, you have this eclipse in your 9th house. So what I said to Steinar applies to you as well. All 9th house issues, all 3rd house issues would be activated. Now, one of the things that I'm noticing here with your eclipse is you also have this conjunction with Neptune. Very interesting. So really, the spirituality side of you is extremely activated now in a most remarkable way. And for you, the difference between you and Steinar is your actual Neptune at 16 degrees is conjunct your midheaven. So this eclipse in Scorpio at 11 degrees, which conjuncts your natal Neptune, which is literally conjunct your actual midheaven, which is about your career and your standing in the world, is going to provide major breakthroughs. So if you want to accelerate your career in spirituality as a spiritual coach, I know you're in Numerology Academy, and so I really can see you taking the wisdom and the knowledge and all the insights that you're making as an astronumerologist and applying that towards actually launching something for yourself. It's a fabulous, fabulous time for that, because remember, for all of you, the number 11 is about double new beginnings. It's the double one. So it's really about restarting something and like a brand new life in the area that the eclipse is falling in. As I said, Roxana, for you, that is the ninth house. But because of your conjunction with your natal Neptune, it's also the 10th house, because it is about your 10th house midheaven issues, your responsibilities to the world, your reputation, your standing, the achievements that you want to accomplish. And it governs authority figures in your life. So if you have a mentor or you are a mentor to others, that will figure greatly. Paternal figures will figure greatly as well. The most important caregiver in your life, so if your parents are alive, that will be activated for you. If you have a boss, you know, a lot of us don't. Entrepreneurs are their own boss. But if you do, that will govern greatly. And your attitude towards what your responsibilities are, your attitude towards your desire for achievement, your sense of your destiny, all of those are totally being activated for you in a very wonderful way. Now, your destiny number is an 11, Roxana, so you have this remarkable opportunity now to really move forward with that master number right now. So really, really beautiful moment for you. Exciting, very exciting. Okay, Shari, we did have a wonderful session together in conjunction with Design Your Destiny about this very eclipse and Pluto and Uranus. But just to reiterate, the eclipse for you falls in the seventh house, and which is a very pretty large house for you. It's about 37 degrees, which is 7 degrees larger than most people. And so this seventh house placement is a really nice, it forms a really, really nice trine to your Saturn in the 12th house. So as you know, Scorpio is a water sign, and this occurs in Scorpio, which is obviously a sign of water. And your particular Saturn is at 11 degrees in Pisces in the 12th house. So this solar eclipse is forming this beautiful activation of your Saturn in the 12th house. So for you, not only 7th house issues, but also 12th house issues are being triggered. By Pisces naturally, and you have it in Pisces, you know, your spirituality is being grounded. It's being organized by Saturn, right? Saturn is the great teacher and disciplinarian, and it gives you structure. And so this will allow you to really restart, like beginning in early November, and for the whole year, you can really, really move forward through that gateway in a most remarkable way. And you can use your partnership as your support system, because the eclipse occurs in your seventh house of partnership and marriage. And so you can actually rely more on your intimate relationships to support you in this great spiritual journey that you're undergoing. And we spoke at length about that in your private call with me. So you want to take advantage of this moment. It really is a remarkable time for you. Okay, so then we move to Lisa. And Lisa, you were at Design Your Destiny as well. So we did discuss this, but I also want to just reiterate for you personally that the eighth house placement, you have this eclipse in your eighth house, is very much about transformation. You know, the eighth house is ruled by Scorpio, and you have Scorpio ruling your eighth house. So you have the actual natural ruler of the eighth house ruling your personal eighth house in your natal chart. So this eclipse in Scorpio is quite powerful, in the sense that it is residing in your natural sign for the house that it's taking place in. And so first of all, let me just tell you that the transformation aspect is going to really help you get through whatever gateway you are walking through. And believe me, you will change as a result of this eclipse. There is definitely a crisis happening. And when I say crisis, I am not saying it in a negative way at all. What I'm saying is the transformation, any transformation has a crisis attached to it. And it's a matter of not being afraid of that crisis, but really walking confidently towards it and digesting it and taking it moment by moment, right? So really the rebirth that you're experiencing now is happening on the level of the 11, the mastery of the what the 11 means, but also the mastery of the 8th house issues, which govern your inner growth, your personal growth, your relationship to other people's money, your partner's resources, your instincts, your desires, your ability to form deep bonds to another person, and the awareness of the invisible realms, the psychic realms, and that there is life after death, and being in touch with all of that beautiful energy. And one last thing, Lisa, you have this eclipse, and this is very important. You have it conjunct your Mars. Your Mars is at 10 degrees Scorpio in your birth chart. This eclipse is at 11 degrees Scorpio. So there's a very powerful conjunction happening for you. And Mars is about action. So if there was any time for you to take action and move confidently towards your goals, it is now. It truly is now. You really are being supported in a way that has not occurred for you, and I've known you for many years now. And this eclipse, like I said, is a magical, powerful one. And for you, the placement of it is really one that if you know you really want to take that energy that you're feeling now, and that forward movement and that fire, and just move forward. Otherwise, you will feel repercussions. If you don't move forward now, there will be very strong repercussions in your life, and you really don't want to have to experience that. You really want to take advantage of the change and transformation in your life right now. It is dramatic, yes, but it is really, really fabulous for you. So, yes, really, really enjoy that, okay? So enjoy it and move forward without fear, okay? Just go fearlessly. That's what Mars is helping you do, okay? So, all right, and then we have Leanne. Leanne, let's see, you have the eclipse in your 8th house as well, just like Lisa. And for you, very interesting. This is fascinating to me. This eclipse in your 8th house forms a square to your Mars. So for Lisa, it formed a conjunction. For you, it forms a square. So where's Mars? Well, Mars in your natal chart is in your 12th house. So that means both 8th house issues, which I just covered with Lisa, and 12th house issues. And just to go back to Lisa and you, Leanne, 8th house issues do also govern money. So in the 8th house, it is your partner's money or another person's money coming towards you or an organization's money coming towards you. But because it's opposite the 2nd house, which governs your values and your money and the value you have for your business or your life, it really will affect that as well, because like I said, the opposite of the house that the eclipse is taking place in is also activated. And so for both you and Lisa, that would be 2nd house matters as well. So going back to your Mars now, this eclipse forms a square to your Mars in the 12th house. And the 12th house is that house that is about soul growth. It is about really getting in touch with your secret underlying MO, what's below the surface, those things that most people can't see. So it is your hidden strengths and your hidden weaknesses, your dreams. It governs your spiritual studies and philosophical studies and your psychic clairvoyant gifts, and it governs the death of the ego. Now, we do need an ego in terms of having will and moving forward and taking advantage of opportunities. The ego is important for that. But the ego cannot interfere with our spiritual growth, and very often it does, where we want to resist growth, and so our ego says, well, we don't need it, I don't need that, I'm better than that, you know, I know everything I need to know about life, and I don't need to grow. And so this is how the shadow side of the ego can interfere. And when you have a 12th house activation, which you do for the whole year now, with Mars being there in an exact square here with the eclipse, you want to pay attention to those issues, okay? Because Mars is very fiery, and your ego may fire up and resist some of this transformation, or resist the ability to really tap into your psychic gifts and allow them to transcend and allow them to grow. So just make sure you honor that. And also, in the 12th house, when you have that activation, you want to just allow yourself not to worry about what's happening to you. So just release the worries, just walk through them, just really turn to somebody, turn to a book or a person or a counselor when you have a worry, and allow it to speak through you. Don't bury it. In the 12th house, what we sometimes will do is we'll bury it to keep it secret, but it needs to come out now. It's being activated by this eclipse. So you want to really allow that connection you feel to your soul, to God, to higher levels of consciousness. You want those to flower and come through, and you want to really feel that amazing trust in your own divine wisdom that is natural to you. Okay, that's really, really important that you allow that to progress and to flower within you. And for all of us, you know, for all of us, this is a moment of flowering. This 11 activation that happened in early October with the 11 degrees and is now happening again with this eclipse in the 11th month on an 11 universal day, this is really about the sacred number 11, the master number of truly allowing the intuition and the inner voice that is naturally yours to connect you to God, to connect you to Source. Whatever you want to call Source, whether you call it God or not, it really doesn't matter. But the 11 is the gifted channel number. It's the number of higher consciousness, and it's the number of the visionary, and it constantly creates breakthroughs. And the reason it creates breakthroughs is because it symbolizes that portal, that gateway, the two columns, the initiation. The ancients, you know, they had their two columns you walk through, and you walk through them and you get initiated into a higher form of learning, into a higher wisdom. So when the 11 is activated, like it has been since 12/21/2012, and now in a very strong way again, it really allows you to tap into the psychic master, the gifted channel that you are, and rely on the moment-to-moment intuition, the moment-to-moment intuitive hits that you get. So just listen to your heart, and not just listen, really act on what you're hearing, act on what you're feeling. Don't be afraid to move towards how you really feel. Don't let the past way of doing things affect you. Don't let other people, don't allow people to talk you out of what your intuition is speaking to you. And just be really connected to that, okay? And then, of course, when you do feel like you've gone in a direction that you regret or whatever, just let go of it. There's really, you know, mistakes are just mistakes. They're takes that you feel took you into a different direction than you initially intended, so they are a mistake. They're not actually a problem. The only problem that exists is when you don't see that a mistake has taken you in a different direction than you actually intended for your highest good. That's when the problem arises, when you don't take responsibility. Okay, so the whole point of 2013 is to take that number of responsibility, number 6, and combine it with the 11 activation now, and be responsible for every one of your actions and every experience that happens to you, because you have literally attracted it. As hard as that may seem at times, you have attracted it in order for you to grow. So accept that, be grateful for it, really make it something that is supportive of you, and totally, you know, a miracle can happen in a second. So take that experience and, you know, make it a miraculous one. Be the alchemist that you are. You know, you can alchemize any experience and make it a magnificent one. So on that note, my gosh, it is truly one of those moments where we are together journeying into the unknown, a magnificent unknown, a brand new experience on Earth where responsibility to your life is truly going to be more important than at any other time. And which is very exciting, because what it means is when you take responsibility, you understand what it takes to be successful and happy and authentic. And you will know immediately when somebody else is not walking their talk. And you can adjust the direction of your compass as a result of your intuition telling you, well, this person is not in integrity. And so for that reason, I will move on to allow that person to be who they are, but I will not participate in that person's, you know, idea of who I should be or what I should do, because I can see clearly that it is not supportive. And also to know, just in general, what is good for you. Everything that is good for you is good for everyone else, because what enhances you enhances everyone else. So never, never excuse what you feel is appropriate for you. Never apologize for that. Always stand your ground and stay strong, and, of course, do it gently as possible. But definitely don't get swayed by people's opinions who really are not connected to Source. And you want to really be very keenly aware of those people and experiences now, so that you can stay in integrity at all times. So I hope all of you have an amazing beginning of November. We will speak again in a month. And Molly will send you an email with this recording and with our next teleseminar, which will be in that month of November following this event. And we have two more calls together this year, so I'm going to make the most of them. And you too will want to make the most of them by replying with any questions you have for these last two calls, and letting me know what you want me to look at in your chart. You know, and we have, like I said, two more calls, November and December, for me to support you and elevate your experience through astronumerology. Okay? Okay, all of you, have a fabulous time, and we will speak soon. Bye-bye for now.